This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to ya. I'm going to be hanging out for two hours down, two more to go. I appreciate you, all my folks listening all over North America, whether you're in Vancouver, Miami, Portland, Maine, Portland, Oregon. You could be down in San Diego, Hawaii, Anchorage, Alaska. And a big shout out to the guy. We had somebody call last night, and he says, I do Uber and DoorDash in Anchorage. He says, nobody here tips. I'm driving through snow. I'm driving through ice, and ain't nobody giving me a tip. Shout outs to the Uber drivers, the truck drivers, hospital workers, the officers out there keeping people safe, the good ones. Shout outs to folks out there taking care of their families. We got a lot of chefs and cooks who listen. Much love to y'all. Shout outs to everybody holding it down. I appreciate y'all. People at school, maybe you should be studying. I don't know what you're doing. You're here hanging out with me, and I appreciate that. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That is at JR Sport Brief. And so a little bit of a change of plans. You know, last night we talked about LeBron James and the records that he was breaking, and he climbed up the all-time assists ladder yesterday. He's now fourth all time. At some point, probably over the next week, or maybe shorter than that, LeBron James is going to be the all-time leading scorer. And so for tonight's top six list, we were going to take a look at records. But we're going to hold that. Hey, Shep, Tom Brady came through and just changed the whole damn plans up, didn't he?
He changed the plans on not just sports, but the news, for God's sakes.
Anything else happened today? I know a lot of things that happened today.
Right.
You're not storing anything in your house that you shouldn't, Shep, right?
No, okay. Sir. I would never do that to you, never do that to the show, never do that to myself.
You don't have any, like, classified documents or show notes in your house?
No, I like to live between the lines, not color over them.
Okay. And there's a lot of other things that have happened today. But anyway, because we got Tom Brady here as the center of attention, and let's get used to it. We won't talk about Tom Brady as much unless something else happens, okay? Let's get it out of our system. And so tonight I wanted to give you a top six list specifically revolving around the career of Tom Brady. I wanted to take a look at Tom Brady's top six moments, things that I will remember the most. Not you. You may have different memories than me. And it's a combination. Everything that I'm about to share with you is not all roses. It doesn't end up with, you know, Tom Brady, you know, being awesome. Some of it will and some of it won't. We all got different memories and things that stand out. And that's what tonight's list is going to be about. And so I'm not going to waste any time with it either. It's time for a new top six list. What I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we're going to take a look at Tom Brady's top six moments, things that I will remember the most. Let's go.
Six, five, four, three, two,
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're taking a look at Tom Brady's top six moments. Things that stood out to me throughout the course of his career now that it is presumably over. That's what he said. But anyway, let's start the countdown. It's a countdown, so we don't start at one. We start at this number.
Number six.
This was pretty much one of the first starts of Tom Brady's career where you just had to look at it and go, is this what we have to look at for the next, I don't know, couple of years, couple of seasons? He just ended up doing it for 20 years. It's like everything would go his way. And it started off in the year 2002, in the 2001 season, an AFC divisional game against the Raiders in the snow, the last game at Old Foxborough Stadium. The Raiders are ahead, 13-0. They're trying to close the damn game out. Charles Woodson goes in, and he hits Tom Brady. It looks like a fumble. The game should be over. The Raiders should just call it a day. Everybody should go home. And then the referees, they get together. And the referees go, oh, well, no. Incomplete pass. Tom Brady drives him down the field. Adam Vinatieri hits a 45-yard field goal. And everybody and their mother goes, the man fumbled the damn ball. You might remember what I just told you. If you didn't, take a listen to this. This was on CBS.
Lost the football. It's on the ground. Covered by the Raiders.
Quarterback's arm was going forward. It is an incomplete pass.
Pass to this side. That's complete to Patton. This is the Patriots' season on the line. The kick is away. It is good. On second and nine. Screen pass for Redmond. Bounces off tackler. Has a first down and more. Brady looks far side. Quick pass. Wiggins. First down. Brady over the middle. Bobbled and held on to. Brady, quick pass. That one's complete. Brady pumps again. Throws. And that's complete for a first down. They give it to Smith. Drives the right side. He's going to get a first down. This is to advance to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, Tom Brady just saying, oh, well, y'all gave me another chance. Yeah, Adam Vinatieri, I'll set you up for a field goal. They tied a damn game. Now they're in overtime, and it is just like, oh, well, here, let me set up Adam Vinatieri again for another field goal. And then they did go on and take on the Steelers in the AFC title game, and then they ended up winning their first Super Bowl. The Tuck Rule. We can all go back, and what if that never happened? What if that didn't happen? Well, that was one play that would have changed their season, without a shadow of a doubt. And that was one of the first times we saw Tom Brady go out there and be a bad dude. I'm never going to forget that fumble, that stupid-ass Tuck Rule. Top six Tom Brady moments I will remember the most. That was number six. What do we got next?
Number five.
Tom Brady moments stood out to me. I have never heard so many jokes about balls in my life. Deflated balls, overinflated balls, underinflated balls. It's Deflategate. Yes. I got Deflategate on the list. New England Patriots was smacking up the Colts in the AFC title game. DeQuell Jackson intercepted the ball, and then he gets the ball, and now the equipment guy gets the ball, and everybody's feeling on the balls, and they go, this ball doesn't have air in it. Let's investigate the balls. Well, Tom Brady, did you tell the equipment man not to load up these balls so they're easier to throw and catch and handle? Tom Brady says, I don't handle the balls. That's not me. I mean, this was a national news story. I mean, ABC News was talking about Tom Brady and these damn deflated balls. Listen,
The NFL's golden boy left scrambling to defend his reputation.
I get the snap, I drop back, I throw the ball. You know, I grip it and I try to throw the ball. That's the extent of the, me touching the football. So I don't sit there and, you know, try to squeeze it and determine that. If that's what the Colts want to do, then that's what they want to do.
Yeah, let the Colts play with the balls. I just throw them. I mean, Tom Brady, he headed off a suspension for a while. He was ultimately suspended. He was able to play a year. He had it overturned, and then they were like, nah, and then he had to miss the beginning of the 2016 season. He missed four games. NFL suspended him. It's like a small piece of Tom Brady's career. Yeah, he ended up not playing the beginning of the season. I don't know how many of you remember how that year ended, but I think we'll talk about it. I'm never going to forget Deflategate. That memory I have at number 5. What do we got next?
Number 4.
You know what? I told you about the Tuck Rule game, right? Like, here you are in the divisional round taking on the Raiders. And Tom Brady doesn't fumble because he moved the ball out and tried to move it back in. Okay, not an incomplete pass, but a fumble. They then go on to take on the Steelers. The AFC title game. Drew Bledsoe, who was knocked the hell out earlier in the season by Mo Lewis. This man had a concussion. He was bleeding in his chest. Drew Bledsoe had to come on and help them beat the Steelers in the AFC title game. But this memory is about the next round, where they went to the Super Bowl and beat the Rams 20-17. This was supposed to be the greatest show on turf. These Patriots were supposed to be smacked from kingdom come. The Patriots ended up winning the game. This was once again being delivered down the field by some guy named Brady. And some guy named Vinatieri, he decided to go out there and hit a 48-yard field goal, delivering this Tom Brady guy and the Patriots their first Super Bowl championship. It played on Fox Sports.
Here comes one of greater importance if he makes it, and it's right down the pipe. Adam Vinatieri. And the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
That's the way you should win a Super Bowl. Man, I mean, they come in here against all odds. They were backed up. They had no timeouts. And they drove the ball down and got in field goal position. That was a great, great drive.
I'll tell you what, there's Bob Kraft, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots.
Oh.
Find me somebody to hug. Bledsoe and Brady.
I tell you, Tom Brady is one of those guys who will headbutt you to get ready for a game, and he looks like he'll headbutt you to finish a game.
Yeah, at the end of that game, it's Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe. They were out there in an embrace. It was pretty awesome. And if you listen to the commentary there on Fox, we just talked about Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen calling the Super Bowl this year. We talked about the fact that Tom Brady will eventually, I guess, go into the booth and call a Super Bowl. Tom Brady has been around so damn long that Pat Summerall and John Madden, God rest both of their souls, they called his first Super Bowl victory. Unfortunately, these gentlemen are no longer here. I want you to hear this as well. This is Tom Brady on Fox Sports. This is Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, Terry Bradshaw, been around a long time too, broadcasting. This is Tom Brady winning his first Super Bowl. This is Terry Bradshaw. Listen.
Congratulations. This has got to feel like, man, I don't believe this is happening to me, like a dream come true.
It's absolutely incredible. I mean, so it's an example of what happens when guys believe in each other. And I mean, there's so many reasons why we're here. I mean, Damon and Drew Bledsoe and my coach. You know, it's always with the support. The way the offensive line played today, the running backs, Antoine. I mean, it's just Dream come true. Dream come true. Super Bowl chance.
How about the last drive? Up to that drive, about 88 yards passing. Pretty much ran the football. What about that last drive?
Well, it's the way the teams, whenever we've had our backs against the wall, we've responded all year. Could have been last week in Pittsburgh. Drew comes in and throws touchdown passes. You know, all year. Oakland game, Adam kicks the game winner. It's awesome. Have all the Patriot fans here. Bring your championship home to Boston.
Turn around. Tom Brady, turn around. I want to hand you these keys to an Escalade EXT sitting right over there. Cadillac, you are the MVP of Super Bowl 36. Congratulations.
That's my car?
That's your car.
Oh, man. There's a lot of guys that deserve that car. I'm sure everyone could use it. It's a team car now. Fighting for me, but everyone's using it.
And right now, Tom Brady, at that clip, he sounds like he just got out of puberty. And I think Tom Brady can afford any car on earth. Big memory for me? Yeah, Tom Brady's first Super Bowl championship. I got that at number 4. What do we got next?
Number 3.
Yeah, let me just throw this in there. Anytime Tom Brady lost, that was a hell of a memory for me. Oh, man, when he lost to the Eagles, it was absolutely amazing. And that was one time. Now, how about the other time, the other two times when he lost to the New York Giants? I mean, what about that first time in 2007? You got a undefeated team out here with the Pats. You got the New York Giants. They're just, I'm going to call them a bunch of rejects, but they were led by Eli Manning. And then we saw one of the most spectacular plays ever. The Giants end up winning the game, but in order to advance down the field, we saw Eli Manning look like Harry Houdini. And he throws the ball to David Tyree, whose career is basically over. And Tyree catches the ball with the damn helmet in his hand. And then he had Rodney Harrison, one of the strongest, most dirtiest players in the game, and he still caught the ball. This is Eli Manning to David Tyree on Fox Sports.
Pressure from Thomas off the edge. Eli Manning stays on his feet. Airs it out down the field. It is by Tyree.
Oh, my God. This ball is thrown, and Tyree just goes up for it like a basketball player. Harrison trying to knock it down. And Eli, I don't know how he got out of there. I thought he was on the ground, and then he came out of the pile and just slings it. That's a great catch by David Tyree.
Yeah, and then Plaxico Burress, he caught the game-winning touchdown. And then almost a little less, Plaxico Burress shot himself. But that has nothing to do with Tom Brady. Anytime Tom Brady lost, that was a hell of a memory. I'm not done. What about 2011? When the Giants beat the Patriots again, they rushed the living hell out of Tom Brady. Michael Strahan is like, hey, man, if I'm going out, I'm going out a swinging. And then Wes Welker was out there dropping passes. Giants beat the Pats 21-17 after the Patriots led. It's a comeback by the Giants. And I'll never forget this. This was hilarious to me. Tom Brady's wife at the time, Giselle Bundchen, she was being yelled at by Giant fans in the stadium at the end of the game, in the back. And they're like, hey, your team sucks. You guys lost. Let's go Giants. And she told everybody, my husband cannot catch and throw the ball at the same time. And I think at that point, Wes Welker probably melted. I mean, that was huge news as well. Shout-outs to Nichelle Turner. This was on CNN.
Giselle just watched her husband lose the Super Bowl, and apparently she was getting heckled by some Giants fans as she went into the elevator. She must have not known that there was a camera rolling and that this could get out, so I just kind of want to show you what happened. Take a look at this. Yeah, she was venting about some of Tom Brady's receivers on the team. Now, I don't know if there were any receivers' wives nearby to hear that, but I cannot imagine that she knew there was a camera there rolling and thought that this would get out.
Yeah, that was big news. Wes Welker. Well, I'm making stuff up now. Let me relax. I was going to say Wes Welker was crying after the game, but I mean, Wes Welker, that poor guy and his concussions and that helmet. But anyway, I'll never forget that. Anytime Tom Brady lost a big game, namely a Super Bowl, I ain't never going to forget it. I have all of Tom Brady's losses at number three. What's another memorable Tom Brady moment? What number are we up to?
Number two.
Well, we got to give him some credit now, right? We got to even things out with this list. What about the man who left New England to go to Tampa in a damn COVID year? Had to learn with Byron Leftwich. He went to the wrong guy's house on the first day, and he gets crapped on. Oh, he can't throw the ball anymore. Oh, Bruce Arians thinks he sucks. And then what do they do at the end of the year? Man, that defense whoops Patrick Mahomes' ass. He already has a bad foot. The offensive line is already crap. And the Buccaneers beat the Chiefs 31-9. It was destruction. And Tom Brady won his last Super Bowl, number seven, in his first season with the Buccaneers. I want you to hear the final call. This is Mr. Jim Nance and that Tony Romo guy on CBS just a few seasons ago.
One more snap. Would you have guessed when this impossible season was trying to launch that you'd get it all in, you'd get to Tampa, and when the Super Bowl ended, the ball would be in the hands of Tom Brady?
I don't know why we ever think it won't. It's gotten almost not realistic in anything that we've ever thought. This guy just changes the mold of the way we think and continues, and there's Spagnuolo telling him.
I have no answers for you tonight. That's what he's saying.
Right here, here's Brady saying, hey.
Keep in touch, he says.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah, that last message was to Mahomes. He's looking at you, kid. At least we know Tom Brady not winning number eight, right? Yeah, he ain't coming back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a top six list of Tom Brady moments, things that I will remember the most. Him winning that last championship with the Bucks, that's number two. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you numero uno. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Delivering to you a new top six list. Tonight, we're taking a look at Tom Brady moments that I will remember the most. I'm getting ready to share with you the number one moment. Let me go ahead and give you a recap if you missed it. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And number six, I gave you the tuck rule. I mean, that pretty much set things up for Tom Brady and the Patriots to win their first Super Bowl. That game in the snow against the Raiders, did he fumble? Did he not fumble? Incomplete pass. And the next thing you know, boom, they're out there kicking a field goal that helped get them their first playoff victory on the way to a Super Bowl. And number five, I gave you Deflategate. There were so many jokes. I mean, even Saturday Night Live got involved with Deflategate. The ball jokes were just all over the place, okay? And number four, I gave you their first title taking on, you know, the greatest show on turf and Kurt Warner, just being underdogs. Yes, the New England Patriots were underdogs. Adam Vinatieri helped kick another field goal. We saw plenty of those to help win the Patriots and Tom Brady his first title. He sounded like he just got out of puberty and he was a champion. At number three, Tom Brady moments that stand out to me. Every single time that he lost in the Super Bowl, we could thank Nick Foles. We could thank Eli Manning. We can thank helmet catches. We could thank Wes Welker for dropping balls. Because Gisele Bündchen is just like, my husband cannot catch and throw at the same damn time. At number two, Tom Brady moments that stand out to me, what I'll remember the most. That last title, number seven, the one that he won with the Buccaneers in his first season, in a COVID season. It's just like, yeah, I don't need that Belichick guy. Watch me now. And so when I think about Tom Brady moments that I will remember the most, there's nowhere else for us to go right now but to deliver this number to you.
Number one.
My apologies in advance to all of my friends and family here with me in Atlanta, Georgia. Sorry. Don't text me, don't message me, don't do anything. I am so sorry, but this is the number one moment. This man came back in the damn Super Bowl. We know what happened. The Patriots were down 28-3 in the third, and they choked. We could thank Shanahan, we could thank Quinn, fell asleep at the gas, and Patriots scored 25 points. James White is like, here's a touchdown, here's overtime. Tom Brady is like, I'll go down the field. Let's get you up to the goal line. And then, boom, there it is. James White with another touchdown. And somehow, some way, the Patriots come back and beat the Falcons, who had the MVP that year, some guy named Matt Ryan. And the Patriots won 34-28 in overtime. A Super Bowl decided by overtime. And I got to give a clear perspective here. I don't want to, but I will. This is what the final call sounded like. This is James White scoring that touchdown on the Patriots radio network.
Second and goal to go from the two. Toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line.
It's still
a touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. Led by the greatest quarterback.
Look at Brady.
In Super Bowl and NFL annals.
One more ring.
James White. And a silver trophy is coming back to New England.
Oh, well, okay. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot for the reminder. And even outside of that, you know, Tom Brady spoke after the game, you know, the press conference thing that they do with the Vince Lombardi trophy. And Tom Brady was just like, yeah, I got great teammates. Just listen to Tom Brady tell you.
It's hard to win a game in the NFL and to beat this team and to get down 28-3. And, you know, it was just a lot of mental toughness by our team. And, you know, we're all going to remember this for the rest of our life.
I was watching that game going, oh, man, it's great to see Tom Brady get his ass whooped. Oh, man, this is spectacular. I can't wait until Tom Brady loses again. Oh, it's nice to see Tom Brady lose. And then they won. It's still absolutely ridiculous that they came back and won. Tom Brady had to throw the ball 62 times. 466 yards. James White only had 29 yards rushing in the whole game, and two of them were touchdowns at the end to help him win. In the playoffs, for about, I don't know, almost 80 years, 75, 80 years, teams that led by 17 or more points after three quarters, they were 133-0. Not Tom Brady. And so, unfortunately, if I have to think about a moment that stands out to me the most, it's Tom Brady in that ridiculous comeback in Super Bowl 51. I got that numero uno on the list. There are a lot of Tom Brady memories, good, bad, in between. You can think about him coming back from his ACL. I mean, there's a lot. And so what I'll do right now is open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you six moments from Brady that I will remember the most. It's not a matter of ranking but or opinion. You don't got to agree or disagree with me. I don't care. What stands out to you? What is your biggest Tom Brady memory? Good, bad, different, and in between. A matter of fact, let's ask Marco Belletti, who's here with us. Hey, Marco, is there anything that stands out to you the most about Brady?
I mean, there's so much stuff. You hit the obvious one with the comeback against the Falcons. I'll go all the way back to his first Super Bowl. That drive, John Madden saying it, and I was thinking the exact same thing when I was watching it against the Rams. They come storming back. They tie the game, and there's something like 2 minutes left. And I remember Madden saying, and I was thinking it too, Belichick, you might want to take a knee here because you don't want to put the ball in the hands of Brady and risk a turnover in this spot because the Rams were rolling. And he took him right down the field, and Vinatieri kicked the field goal, and we saw the birth of what Tom Brady was going to wind up being.
Yeah, we saw that, unfortunately. It feels like 1 million times against every single team. Yeah, absolutely. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. What Tom Brady moment stands out to you, good, bad, or in between?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a top six list of some of my standout memories of Tom Brady. Not all of them are positive in his favor. Yeah, I'll give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you the Tuck Rule. At number five, I gave you Deflategate. At number four, I gave you his first championship against the Rams. At number three, I gave you every time Tom Brady lost. At number two, I gave you his last championship with the Buccaneers and his first season with the Buccaneers. And the memory that stands out to me the most that I wish didn't happen was when he beat the Falcons in that comeback. Phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, before I pick up the phone lines, is there a Tom Brady memory that stands out to you?
Oh, man, JR, there's so many. To me, if there's a memory that's different, I mean, all the things you said are great. To me, the memory that would stand out would be Tom Brady not shaking Nick Foles' hand.
Oh, my God.
When he beat him again.
Right. Yeah, that was that was a criticism of his,
yep.
Especially later in his career. It's like, why you ain't shaking nobody's hand? And then he didn't want to shake his hand again and then again and then again.
Or missing a pass in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. That wasn't a good look either. But, I mean, he's had some for a guy who's as great as he is, JR. You couldn't say this about Mike. You couldn't say this about the Babe. You couldn't say this about Ali. Well, maybe Ali towards the end of his career. He had a lot of flubs, too.
Yeah, football is hard, man.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of guys out there to get some work in. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Positive. Hey, it's been one heck of a week, let me tell you. The GOAT. LeBron going for the record, the GOAT in football, retiring. I don't think his records will ever be broken, the totality of it. He is the greatest of all time. But what stands out to me is against the Seahawks, they should have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch, and they didn't. And he's sitting on the sidelines, and he looks defeated. He knows he's going to lose, but all of a sudden he wins. And I guess what stands out is his emotional temperament, the way he just goes crazy either way, winning and just screaming at his players, come on, come on, and throwing the tablets and throwing the helmet. It shows you what it takes to be great, ladies and gentlemen. You got to give it your all. You got to go for your dreams, and that's what TB12 did, and it was just his exuberance. I don't think there's been anybody other than Jordan that demonstrated the will to win and the exuberance and just going crazy either way and losing. And that would be my memory. It's just,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Yeah, Malcolm Butler snatching that pass out of there. Pete Carroll, Tom Brady needs to give Pete Carroll, money every year. Like, you just send him a new car every year just to say thank you for that Super Bowl, because Pete Carroll was a dumbass. I'm sorry. That was ridiculous. I guess he was out there just trying to outsmart himself. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What is your favorite Tom Brady memory? What stands out to you? It doesn't have to be positive for Tom Brady. Gilberto's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Gilberto?
Hola, JR. ¿Cómo estás?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing very good, very good. And you're having a great show, as always, JR. And I feel very good that you're talking about one of your favorite players of all time. And I'm just kidding about that one. Okay?
I was going to say, yeah, my favorite. What? Thanks.
You're going to miss him. You're going to miss him, JR, okay? You're going to miss him.
Okay. Okay. Well, what do you got?
Well, aside from the one that you mentioned, because that was an incredible comeback against the Falcons, and there's so many memories about Brady, but one that sticks to my mind was that tough Super Bowl against the Rams in 2018. That was a defensive battle.
Oh, man, that was here in Georgia. That was one of the worst games I've ever seen in my life. It put me to sleep.
That's right, but it was a defensive game. But in the fourth quarter, that throw he made to Gronk, being covered by almost three defenders around the four-yard line, that broke the back of the Rams, because that led to the touchdown.
Yeah, I think at that point, I'd fallen asleep already. That game sucked, man. That game sucked. I hated that game.
Well, I didn't, because the Patriots won, and he won his sixth Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, you know what? This is the bad thing, Gilberto. That game was here in Atlanta, and I had just moved here not too long before then. And so I went to all of the Super Bowl festivities. I was actually at the airport at the special Delta hangar when the Patriots plane landed at Hartsfield-Jackson. I was there at Super Bowl media day. I was in everybody's face, and Sean McVay's face, and I'm in Belichick's face, and I'm talking to everybody. I'm just there. I remember more of that than that game. I think I fell asleep.
Well, a lot of people don't like defensive battles, but you have to admit, there were two great minds at work, one offensive mind with McVay and Belichick, Aaron Donald. Gurley didn't play that much, but
yeah,
I like
cooked.
Those kind of games when they have to go hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
And having a play basically define the game after a tough battle. I did enjoy that.
I'm glad, Gilberto, and thank you for calling from San Diego. Those games now are like few and far in between, man. You don't see too many of these games late like that. Just defense, defense, defense. Carlos is here from Oklahoma City. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live, man. You got to go ahead.
Sorry, I'm late to the party about the whole Tom Brady broadcasting situation. I don't know why it would cost somebody their job for Tom Brady to broadcast some situation. It just kind of confuses me as to why it would cost Greg Olsen his job for Tom Brady to come in and say some things.
Okay. Carlos, are you – what are you at home?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hold on a second. Now to inject some life back into things. Hey, Carlos, here's the deal. Greg Olsen took the job knowing that he was basically holding the seat for Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady is Tom Brady. Greg Olsen is Greg Olsen. Fox doesn't owe Greg Olsen nothing. They're paying him $10 million. They're also saying, hey, if Tom Brady comes in and takes this job, which we've already given to him, if another job opens up somewhere else, you can leave. That sounds reasonable to me. Greg Olsen didn't have to stick around and stay. He didn't have to take this job for a year, but they're paying him $10 million. It's Tom Brady, man. What were you supposed to do? Supposed to leave? Hey, Shep, how do you feel about that? Like, Greg, this is what he signed up for.
You know what? To be honest with you, if you have the money to disperse $375 million a total of 10 years, you got the money to somehow make that a three-man booth, if you want me to be honest about that, JR. Olsen deserves to stay. It doesn't mean Brady shouldn't be the number one guy, but Olsen deserves to be in that booth as well. They did with Cosell, Meredith, and Keith Jackson, I believe, at one point.
That ain't fair to nobody.
Sure it is. If I can get the Greg Olsen's insight in addition to Tom Brady, I sign up for that any day.
Who wants to hear that?
JR, many people love Greg Olsen. They love Greg Olsen more than they do Tony Romo. Even Troy Aikman, for God's sake.
I'm not asking about them other two folks.
That's fair.
Tom Brady don't want to sit in. It's Tom Brady.
He's a team player. Isn't that why he's so beloved by his teammates and former?
Well, this ain't football no more. He ain't in the locker room.
It's not how he's going to look at it.
It's broadcasting. No, I'm like, hey, you paying me 37. I'm not sitting here next to this guy. Throw that teamwork crap out the window. Competition now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your Tom Brady memories on the other side. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.